With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Drones have become much more common among farmers and ranchers. As we've been learning, the drone technology is an efficient way to improve production in the agriculture industry. Drone expert Dan Swofford with Virginia Tech says the problem is many farmers or ranchers that are buying and using drones don't always know exactly what they're doing.
Legally, you can only fly that drone 400 feet above the ground. If you have 400 feet of altitude, you have to have 500 feet between you and the cloud. So you got to have 900 feet separating you and the nearest cloud. Never fly into a cloud, especially in the wintertime, because you're going to get ice build up.
And he also says winter really isn't the best time to fly.
Another thing, never fly in a snowstorm, never fly in a rainstorm. Anytime your drone gets wet, it's going to damage the electronics. Hopefully these tips will allow you to get longer flight times and enjoy using that drone in the wintertime to check on your stock and other things around the farm.
Drone technology is actually revolutionizing the field of agriculture. Drones have helped map and survey land, prepare for future growing and harvest seasons, identify crop issues, manage irrigation, dust and spray crops, and even monitor livestock. Information gathered from drone photos and videos can also be used to save time and money and produce higher crop yields. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.